listener production.
It's Lizzie Viger with you. At dawn on April 25, 1915, Anzac troops landed at Gallipoli, starting a legacy that would live long after them. The dawn service in Cairns is wrapping up this morning on the Esplanade as many came together to honour those who have served. The Anzac Day Parade will commence at Fogarty Park at 7:30 this morning, followed by the commemorative service at roughly 8 a.m. Pioneering a healthcare first, pharmacists in far north Queensland now offer treatment and prescriptions for various common conditions. Queensland has begun an Australian first pharmacy pilot, with three far north pharmacies being the first to offer the service statewide. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says the state's committed to providing quality healthcare, with pharmacists now primed to deliver essential services. Should we be able to use deadly force on home invaders? The Katter's Australian Party thinks so, with KAP MP Nick DiMeo weighing in on the debate after a 66-year-old man fatally stabbed an axe-wielding home invader on the Gold Coast earlier this month. Griffith Uni's Institute for Ethics and Law, Professor Charles Samford, says it would only lead to more violence.
Some of these laws effectively make the intruder one who has no right to life, and that in trespassing they have forfeited their right to life because the householder has a right to kill them. I think that's a fairly extreme view.
And a Queensland police officer has been awarded the Bravery Medal, one of the QPS's highest honours, for his work in Cairns. In September 2018, Senior Constable Tim Jessop responded to a fire in a residential unit complex in Elville.